Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Who am I? In spite of these handcuffs and my recent imprisonment by Herod Antipas, I am John the Baptist. And I personally welcome you to the season of Advent. A beautiful season of repentant rejoicing. I am here in this prison because I told Herod that it was more morally unlawful for him to marry his brother's wife and to seduce her. So as a result, he imprisoned me. I am the son of an elderly priest, Zechariah, and his elderly wife, Elizabeth. I was named John, which means rich in grace, by my father, who was not allowed to speak, as he was told by the angel, until he actually named me John. And then in response, sang the Benedictus. My mother, Elizabeth, often reminded me that when Mary, the mother of our Lord and our close relative, first arrived to help my mother with her pregnancy, I actually leapt with a great tumble when Mary greeted my mother. My life could be described that way, tumbling here and tumbling there, as God so wills. Although my dress of camel's hair and my diet of wild locusts and honey is offensive and strange to some, it is a constant reminder to me that my work is never about me, but always about Jesus. Like the best man at a wedding who anticipates with joy the bridegroom's arrival, so I was excited for what would come with Jesus and his word and ministry. The office entrusted to me was never about me, nor could it be, because he must increase and I must decrease. I only point to him, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Even though Jesus is a close cousin to me in my flesh, in fact, I am older than him by 6 months, he is always before me as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ is the only hope and comfort for all Israel. He is the long-awaited Savior of the world, the one who approached me to actually be baptized by my hand in the Jordan River, is the God of all eternity. He is the seed of the woman who promises to crush the serpent's head. I witnessed the Father's booming voice and the Spirit's gentle descent in the form of a dove. Salvation, you can count on it, will be procured by his blood. I am here to tear, to rupture, destroy, and finally prepare. I terrify those who are secure in their sin, like Herod and his wife. But there are many others who hate my preaching as well. But others will hate your preaching too. I may be perceived as a crazy, tumbling lunatic who preaches needless words and washes people in the muddy Jordan River. My ministry, you might say, could be reduced to what Jesus said in the parable of the seed and the sower. When the farmer came and he cast seed into various places, it fell into four different places. It fell on the hard, rocky path, the shallow rocky soil, and among the thorns and the weeds. My purpose is to rip up, to plow and to prepare those first three. Break up the path. Deepen the soil. Remove the large obstacles and stones. Remove the plank out of your own eye. Tear up the thorny branches. Cut them off, those of earth's riches and security. Make your hearts receptive to the one who comes after me. The Pharisees were threatened by my preaching. Who do you think you are to call us fruitless trees? Why do you call us a brood of vipers? They grilled me and asked me why I did it and how I had authority to do so. The skeptical Sanhedrin and priests and teachers of the law said, "Who are you really? Do you think you're Elijah? Are you Moses?" Even my own disciples wondered why I was not troubled when Jesus and his disciples were baptizing and teaching as well along the Jordan River. And I told them, "He must increase, I must decrease." I preach, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And although these words are always fierce on sin, the final word is always God's rich and never-ending forgiveness, his full and complete redemption, and his far-reaching tender mercy toward sinners. I recall the words that my father sang in that Benedictus, "You, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins." Advent is a rich time to reflect and to repent. Instead of finding yourself or only taking care of yourself, as the world says, lose yourself. Die to sin that you may be found in Christ. Your life now is not smooth by any means. Obstacles, sin, and temptation daily distract you. The world even cares less about Jesus the Savior. Nations are in uproar. Children rebel against their parents. Spouses do not get along and are on the precipice of divorce. And finally, some of your closest relatives and friends cannot appreciate the time and investment you are putting into such a seminary education process. And if you're wondering or you're tempted to ask, "Does God really care?" Let me tell you, that is only devil talk. The world and your doubting flesh are not done having their way with you. They want to be your Christmas Scrooge. They wish to stifle hope, snuff joy, remove comfort, and steal your identity. In spite of this, behold, your King comes to you, righteous and having salvation. Stand in the hope and promise of the one of whose sandal I am unworthy to untie. Stand in the joy and comfort of the one who comes after me. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The one who once came and saved you as the infant king comes right now to forgive, uplift, and restore you. And he is coming again. Be secure and at peace in Christ Jesus, by whose cross, death, and resurrection you were baptized. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.